This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, February 5th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Last year, Americans spent a larger share of their incomes on health care than ever before. Next year, government will spend, for the first time, more than half of every health care dollar spent. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, says the relationship between the two is more than coincidental.
The federal government has released its latest statistics about healthcare spending in the United States. And what they've found is that healthcare spending has now risen to 17% of gross domestic product. That is the largest share of GDP that we have ever devoted to healthcare in the United States. This causes concern among a lot of people who think we're spending too much on healthcare because healthcare costs are growing so rapidly. This concern is valid in some ways and not valid in other ways. First, why it's not valid. The U.S. spends more on healthcare than any other nation. The U.S. spends more on lots of things than any other nation. It's because we're a wealthy nation. And as people get wealthier, they want to spend more of their income on what economists call luxury goods. Or I should say just not even luxury goods, normal goods. As your income rises, a normal good is something that you want to devote more of your income toward. Healthcare is one of those normal goods. So it is normal that we would be spending more on healthcare than other nations. Now, a larger share of our GDP, yes, our greater wealth can explain that. And it's important to remember that there's really no right amount of GDP to be spending on healthcare. The right amount to spend on healthcare differs from person to person based on their preferences. And so the right amount in the aggregate is just the aggregation of all those individual decisions that people make. The problem with in the United States is why the reason that I think we are spending too much on healthcare is that so much of our healthcare spending is wasted on healthcare that provides no value to the patient, either in terms of better health or in terms of more happiness, greater patient satisfaction. And that is a persistent finding that comes up in the research from the folks at Dartmouth Medical School who do the Dartmouth Atlas. They compare different areas of the country. They find that in some areas of the country, patients consume a lot more medical services, but they don't start out any sicker. They don't end up any healthier, and they're not any happier for having received those services. In fact, there's even evidence that patients receive more services in those high spending areas, receive more services than they would like to. People dying in hospitals, for example, who would have preferred to die at home. So the folks at Dartmouth have estimated that one third of what we spend on healthcare in the U.S. Does nothing to make patients healthier or happier. I think that's an indication that there's a lot of waste in our healthcare sector. And I think the reason is because we don't let individuals make these decisions for themselves about how much to spend on healthcare. The government government controls almost half of U.S. healthcare spending directly. It controls an even larger share once you count the ways that it influences healthcare spending indirectly. And so what ends up happening is Americans aren't making these decisions for themselves with their own resources. They're consuming healthcare spending other people's money. They're purchasing health insurance spending other people's money, be that money that the government controls or money that seems like it's their employer's money that's coming out of their employer's pocket, even though indirectly that comes out of the worker's wages. So as a result, people are consuming more healthcare than they would if they had to pay the cost of that care either out of pocket or by paying the higher premiums that come with more comprehensive coverage. And that is why we're spending too much on healthcare. That is why 17% of GDP is too high, because it probably does not reflect the aggregate preferences of 300 million Americans. It's inflated with a lot of wasteful care because the government gets involved in our healthcare sector to a dramatic extent.
Some new information indicates that government's share of explicit healthcare spending is growing and will be more than half of total healthcare spending in the United States very soon.
Last year, the government reported that government spending accounted for 46% of healthcare spending in the United States. This year, they're reporting accounts for 47% of healthcare spending. So it's approaching 50%. And whereas last year they had projected that it would hit 50%, out in 2016. This year, they're saying it's going to happen much sooner than that. It's going to happen next year, that the government will account for half of all healthcare spending in the United States. And that's without any program changes.
To what extent is private healthcare spending being muted or diminished by increases in government healthcare spending?
The reason that the government's share of healthcare spending is expanding and the private share is contracting, there are probably a couple of reasons. One of them is that the private sector is better able to contain healthcare spending. You know, employers can shift to less comprehensive health benefits, and that helps to keep health spending down because then consumers face more of the cost of their care out of pocket. Another reason why the private share is contracting is because there are a lot of people who are eligible for government programs but don't enroll. In fact, it has been estimated by the Urban Institute that one-fifth of all people who are eligible for the Medicaid program actually have private health insurance. And so if the cost of private health insurance is rising, and it's rising faster than wages, and that becomes an increasing burden on low-wage workers, then they have the option of dropping their employer-based coverage and signing up for Medicaid. Employers who employ a lot of low-wage workers may see that their workers are eligible for that benefit. They may drop their benefits so that those workers will sign up for Medicaid. So I think there's some of both of those dynamics at play, and maybe even more dynamics, all of which stem from the fact that the government is so heavily intertwined in healthcare and in driving up health spending.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-author of the book, Healthy Competition. You can read more at cato.org.